KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed. It's a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals. Very few of the 80,000 chemicals used commercially in the U.S. are regulated. At the behest of the California legislature, a UCSF researcher is now studying the health risks of microplastics and has some recommendations for how consumers can avoid them. For more, KCBS's Brett Burkhart spoke with Dr. Tracy Woodruff, professor of gynecology, obstetrics, and reproductive sciences at UCSF School of Medicine and director of the UCSF Environmental Research and Translation for Health Center.
I am so curious as to how this all came about. It says something based on the source who asked you to study microplastics in our environment and in our bodies.
Yes, the state of California, the legislature asked the University of California to do a study about microplastics, and they're concerned about microplastics because we're seeing the growth of plastic production in general, and we're finding microplastics in every place that we look, whether it's in the environment or in people. And so the state of California last year asked UC to do a report on where are these microplastics, what kind of health effects are they related to, and what kind of public policies could be implemented to reduce exposures to harmful microplastics.
Don't know if you can answer this question, but I found out that there are 80,000 chemicals that are used commercially in the U.S. How many of those are regulated?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot less than 1%. So EPA is supposed to regulate they can regulate chemicals under the Toxic Substances Control Act. And it was updated in 2016 at that time. I think there were about 5 chemicals that were regulated. Right now, EPA is trying to put out rules to regulate more chemicals. I think they're going to get up to 10. So maybe they'll be up to about 15 by the time this airs.
What's the big concern about microplastics? What did your research find?
Yes, so microplastics. So these are plastics. We can't see them, but we are eating them, breathing them, and drinking them because they're degradation products from plastics that we have all around us. So they can come from breakdown of plastics like your plastic water bottle. A lot of plastics come from fabrics, which is something that I think a lot of people don't know about, or they can come from tires. So we're seeing plastics ubiquitously in the environment, and we're also seeing that plastics are found in people. So they can be found in human breast milk, placenta, stool. And so the estimates are that people are consuming about a credit card worth of plastic a week. And when we were asked to do this study, there wasn't a lot of studies in humans. There were a few studies in animals. And so what we did was evaluate the quality and the evidence from these animal studies. And what we found using studies that from animals where they were kind of doing the same thing that our people were doing. They were eating it in their food or drinking it in their water. And we found that when that happened, we saw that there were increased risks of a few health effects that we focused on, including damage to sperm quality, so effects on fertility. We also found effects in when the microplastics go into the stomach, they can affect the stomach and the colon, and they can create these biological changes that we know are linked to cancer. So we concluded from this report that microplastics are suspected to be increasing the risk of fertility and cancer risk. Now, since the studies come out, there have been a couple new studies that we've seen published in humans. One is a pretty small study finding microplastics in the placenta and links to adverse birth outcomes, including like low birth weight. And then a study that came out last week linking microplastics to cardiovascular health effects. So I think what this means is that we're seeing this information indicating that we're seeing health effects, but that we anticipate, as we mentioned in the report, that this area will continue to grow, identifying microplastics and health effects.
In your research, did you find that these microplastics are being ingested through certain products, or are there other ways that these microplastics are making it into our bodies?
Well, the microplastics can be broke down and they can get into water. So there's a lot of concern about microplastics. And actually, there was another study maybe last month finding that microplastics can break down from just being inside a plastic container or water bottle. So microplastics can get into the liquid and then you can consume it that way. Microplastics are also in food. So microplastics can be, there's a lot of food packaging that can confer microplastics, or sometimes you can consume meat from animals because microplastics are found in us. They're also found in the animals that we consume because they're also consuming microplastics through being in the environment. And for sure, we know microplastics are found, for example, in fish. We know it's found in the ocean. So we can be consuming microplastics, and then we're going to be breathing microplastics as well because it's in the air. For example, there's microplastics that come off of tire wear. Tire wear gets into the air, and then we could be breathing microplastics in that way. So those are all the ways that we can be exposed to microplastics.
You know, being so involved in the research that you have done at the request of the legislature, that must have changed your lifestyle. How do you avoid microplastics in your life?
Yes, being in this research field, I'm constantly changing my lifestyle. I just want to say there's two things about this. First of all, you can do things to change your lifestyle to reduce your exposure to microplastics or other toxic chemicals. And what's so great about having the legislature work on this is that they can also make changes to reduce our exposures, because a lot of things are out of our control. But things that I do to reduce my exposure to microplastics or plastics in general, don't microwave in plastic. That's probably really the chemical content. I try and choose containers that are not plastic, so reusable and refillable glass water bottles or stainless steel water bottles. Like at UCSF, there's a lot of water filling stations right at your airport. So if you use your own container that's not plastic, you can avoid exposures to plastic. Try and eat food that's, your focus on foods that you prepare at home that are single ingredient and fresh foods that are not wrapped up in a lot of plastic. And then finally, one of the other things that we also recommend, which we have available on our tips on our website, is you can, because a lot of chemicals or plastics like to aggregate in dust, things like taking off your shoes before you enter the house, as well as using HEPA filters when you vacuum, and wet mopping will also reduce your exposures to just small particles.
As Prescribed airs every Tuesday at 1:30 right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.